Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Complete LLC and S-Corp Beginner's Guide, Two Books in One by Andrew James, is a practical business formation guide aimed at readers who want a clearer understanding of LLCs and S-corporations. It belongs to the entrepreneurship and small business nonfiction category, with a focus on legal structure, tax treatment, and basic compliance. The book is designed for beginners who may be starting a business, restructuring an existing one, or trying to decide which entity type better fits their goals. Its central purpose is to simplify the decision-making process around entity selection by comparing liability protection, taxation, paperwork, and ongoing administrative duties. Rather than treating business formation as a purely legal topic, the book frames it as a strategic choice that affects risk exposure, cash flow, and long-term operating flexibility. The value of the guide lies in its accessibility. It translates concepts that are often explained in formal or technical language into practical steps that non-specialists can follow. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how LLCs and S-Corp differ in liability protection and ownership structure. A core part of the book is its side-by-side explanation of what an LLC and an S-Corp are, and why the distinction matters. The guide emphasizes that both structures can help shield personal assets from business liabilities, but they do so within different legal and operational frameworks. An LLC is presented as a flexible entity that is often easier for beginners to understand and manage. An NIT, while an S-Corp, is treated more as a tax election or tax status that can apply to an eligible business entity. This distinction is important because many new owners use the terms loosely without realizing they refer to different legal and tax concepts. The book helps readers understand who owns the business, how ownership is recognized, and how those choices affect everyday operations. By clarifying structure first, it gives readers a foundation for evaluating the rest of the decision instead of choosing based only on tax rumors or simplified advice. Secondly, the tax logic behind pass-through treatment and S-Corp self-employment tax planning. Another major theme is taxation, which is often the main reason entrepreneurs compare LLCs and S-Corp. The book explains the appeal of pass-through taxation for LLCs, where business income generally flows to the owner rather than being taxed at the entity level. It also explores why some business owners consider S-Corp status, especially when they want to reduce exposure to self-employment taxes under the right circumstances. The practical value here is not in promising universal savings, but in showing that tax treatment depends on business income, owner compensation, and compliance with IRS rules. The book therefore encourages readers to think beyond simple tax rates and look at the structure as a planning tool. This makes the topic more useful than a generic tax overview because it connects tax design to operating reality. Readers are guided to understand that tax advantages only matter when they fit the business model and can be maintained correctly over time. Thirdly, step-by-step formation and filing tasks that reduce beginner mistakes. The guide is also notable for its practical orientation toward formation. Instead of stopping at theory, it walks readers through the basic tasks involved in creating an LLC or setting up an S-Corp election where appropriate. That includes attention to paperwork, registration steps, and the procedural details that often confuse first-time business owners. The value of this approach is that it turns an intimidating process into a sequence of manageable decisions. Beginners often know they need to register a business, but do not understand which filings matter, what documents should be prepared, or when a tax election becomes relevant. By breaking the process into clear stages, the book helps readers avoid common errors that can create delays or compliance issues. This topic matters because business formation is not only about choosing a label, it is about completing the legal steps that make the structure real and functional. The book's practical framing makes it especially useful for readers who want action-oriented guidance rather than abstract definitions. Fourthly, compliance responsibilities that continue after the business is formed. The book does not treat formation as the end of the process. It also highlights the ongoing compliance responsibilities that come with maintaining either structure. And that includes staying aware of IRS expectations, keeping records, and following any required administrative procedures tied to the chosen entity. This is a meaningful part of the guide, because many new owners focus only on the startup phase and underestimate the continuing duties that protect the benefits of the structure. The book suggests that a good business entity is not just chosen correctly, but maintained correctly. That principle matters for both legal protection and tax treatment, since errors in upkeep can undermine the advantages that made the entity appealing in the first place. The compliance discussion adds depth to the book because it shifts the reader's attention from one-time setup to long-term management. In practical terms, this helps owners think more realistically about the workload that comes with business structuring and the importance of staying organized after launch. Lastly, a beginner-friendly framework for choosing the right entity for long-term goals at a broader level. The book functions as a decision-making framework rather than a technical manual alone. Its main purpose is to help beginners compare LLC and S-Corp options in light of their business goals, expected income, operational needs, and tolerance for administrative complexity. That makes the guide useful for freelancers, small business owners, and first-time entrepreneurs who need a starting point, not just definitions. The book's practical strength is that it connects legal structure to strategic planning. A business entity is shown as something that affects taxes, liability, and flexibility simultaneously. This is important because readers often assume there is one universally best choice, when in reality, the better option depends on business stage and financial circumstances. By encouraging comparison instead of one-size-fits-all advice, the book offers a more realistic and useful approach. It stands out by presenting business formation as a series of trade-offs that should be evaluated carefully, especially by readers who want a simple but informed path into entrepreneurship. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners, solo entrepreneurs, freelancers, and small business owners who need a clear entry point into business formation. It will also help readers who already have a business but are unsure whether their current structure is the most practical choice. The main benefit is clarity. It explains LLC and S-Corp concepts in a way that makes legal and tax differences easier to compare without assuming prior expertise. Readers looking for a concise, actionable overview will likely value its focus on formation steps, compliance responsibilities, and tax implications. What helps it stand out in a crowded category of small business books is its straightforward two-in-one framing. Rather than giving only a general introduction to entrepreneurship, it concentrates on one of the most important early decisions a business owner can make. That gives the book a more immediate practical purpose than broad business guides. It is especially useful for readers who want to understand not just how to start a business, but how to choose a structure that supports long-term administrative ease, legal protection, and tax efficiency. If you would like to support Andrew James, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.